Here's the man of the hour.
Yes.
Jerry Tannenbaum. Oh, excuse me. Elie Wiber.
Yes, Bruce. Why are you saying my name in vain?
I'm introducing you to the audience that may not know.
All right, I forgive you. Why is anybody outside on a morning like this?
Good question. Shalom is obviously on guard duty somewhere.
All right. Bruce, you're dressed like you're outside. It might be time to get indoor heating.
I know. This corner of the house is the one spot not so insulated for some reason. Fucking
okay. Okay. All right. All that is just an introduction to the shiur. So we're in the parsha of the Aseret HaDibros. So there's really no excuse not to do a mitzvah from this week's parsha. And I was looking to think
that mitzvah parsha.
Well, it's only appropriate that the Ten Commandments were given by you, a person who observes many of them. Okay, so I want to do the mitzvah of Kiddush. Now, the mitzvah of Kiddush is probably, well, the mitzvah of Kiddush is the mitzvah of Zachor Yom HaShabbat L'Kadosho, but it raises all kinds of interesting issues. You know, if you read the Pasuk of Zachor Yom HaShabbat L'Kadosho, I don't know that the first thing that would come to mind is, ooh, I should make Kiddush. You know, I should take a fill a becher with wine. And I don't think that that's what you would think. And so I want to spend time talking about what does it mean? What's the relationship between Zachor Yom HaShabbat L'Kadosho and the mitzvah of Kiddush that we do? I think, you know, a basic question that we can and should ask almost any time we see the concept of Kedusha is, what's the source? Right? Could it really be that we're Mekadesh Shabbos? Right? We know the halacha. The halacha is, ready or not, it's going to be Shabbos. Right? If you're, you know, if you're stuck in traffic on Friday, you don't say to yourself, well, I'll make Kiddush later on tonight, so it won't be Shabbos. You don't get to do that. So what does it mean, by the way, something a little bit we can do with Yom Tov, not halachically, one second, Bruce, just there might be a difference, but generally speaking, we think of Shabbos as, you know, every seventh day, ready or not, it's going to be Shabbos. So what does it mean that there's a mitzvah for us to sanctify Shabbos? Now, the answer might be, I'm mistranslating. It would be Shabbos anyway, and the mitzvah is to acknowledge that it's Shabbos. Granted all that, but we want to talk about that issue. We want to talk about what is it exactly that we're doing when we make Kiddush, right? There does seem to be some form of Kiddush during davening on Friday night. I mean, again, we think of Kiddush as standing at a table, you know, holding a kos shel bracha. But there might be something to Kiddush on Friday night. And there's also an interesting concept, which, I mean, it's a fascinating halachic concept. We'll spend time doing it today, which is, let's assume that the mitzvah min haTorah is to acknowledge that it's Shabbos. Okay? Or even to sanctify Shabbos by saying something. That's still a long way from a text. That's still a long way from Baruch Ata Hashem, Asher Kiddushem V'Rat Savanu. It's a long way from holding a kos shel bracha and filling it with wine. What's the relationship between something that's clearly a mitzvah d'oraisa once it gets translated by the Rabbanan? Okay, can you know what's the relationship? Is there still the essential mitzvah d'oraisa? Take an example that we're not going to discuss. Benching, right? There's a mitzvah in the Torah to bench. Now, Chazal made up a text. What if I don't say that text? What if I just say, you know, rubba dub dub, you know, thanks for the grub, yay God. Okay, which was said by some people when I was younger. Could that be, okay, I got the mitzvah d'oraisa, but not the mitzvah d'rabbana because I didn't say the text? Or might it be I didn't get even the mitzvah d'oraisa? Because once Chachamim come and reinterpret a mitzvah d'oraisa, the only way to be yotzei the mitzvah d'oraisa is to do it according to the way Chachamim reinterpreted it. Okay, those are the issues we want to discuss today. But before we do anything, Bruce has to say something.
When we Makadosh Shanu month, is it always clear in the text whether it's on the Beit Din or the individual, and or Chazal just determine that?
I mean, so it's both. Being, we could use that as an example because there it's clear that we're actually sanctifying the new month.
Well,
at least according to the Rambam,
the Beit Din does it.
At least, well, I say we. It could be Beis Din taking on their role as us. The Rambam could, it could be that according to the Rambam, it's us, Bizman Hazeh. There is no Beis Din. The Rambam thinks there may be some need for Kiddush HaChodesh. It could be that when we say Hallel, when we say Yalla V'Yavo, that somehow we're being Mekadesh HaChodesh. But Kiddush HaChodesh is seen as in a different category as Shabbos. And it exactly shows the difference. The Rambam thinks, most people think, we need to do something to be Mekadesh the month. And if we didn't, somehow it wouldn't be Rosh Chodesh. But again, nobody thinks that about Shabbos. Okay. All that to introduce our topic. Let's open up. And for no good reason other than the fact we don't do it that often, let's just slowly read the psukim for the mitzvah of Zechiras Shabbos in Aseres Adibros. So source number one. The Torah says, and this is the pasuk we really need, Zochor et Yom HaShabbat leKadisho. Right, my best translation, right? Remember the day of Shabbos to sanctify it. So again, we'll have to come back and ask ourselves, you know, what does it mean to sanctify it? This is also the time to point out that in Dvarim, you know, in Va'aschanan, in the second Dibros, right, it doesn't say Zohar Yom HaShabbat L'Kadosho, rather it says Shamar at Yom HaShabbat L'Kadosho, right? That's the Lo Taseh. We're not going to talk about that today, but that's a fascinating conversation. The differences between the two versions of Aseres HaDibros. Okay, here's ours. Sheshet yamim ta'avod v'asita kol melachtecha. You're supposed to work for 6 days. I will point out, for those of us who feel guilty for working or for once having had a job, that Chazal point out, no, this is part of the mitzvah. Rest one day, work 6 days, be creative, perfect the world. It's not a concession. If a person were to say, you know, God doesn't want me to do malacha on Shabbos, presumably he doesn't want me to do malacha ever, and I'm going to be so frum, you know, I'm not going to do malacha on any day during the week. So the mission in Avos Rabbi Nosson says, no, that's not what God wants. God wants you to work for 6 days, so that the seventh day is different, okay? V'yom ha-shivi'i Shabbat la'Hashem Elokecha lo ta'asa kol malacha. Interesting. God doesn't want us to do any work and or to be responsible for any work having been done. So it's us, it's our children, it's our household staff, it's our animals, right? Raises a halachic issue, which we're not going to discuss. Can you lend your car to somebody if you know he's going to drive it on Shabbos? Right? Or the Shvisas Kalim, maybe you're not allowed to do that. Why? All these things, Pasuk Yud, Kishe, as we know, Kishe Shet Yamim Asa Hashem Et HaShemayim Ve'et Haaretz Et HaYom Et Kol HaShabbam Bayonach Bayom HaShvi'i, because God worked, so to speak, for 6 days to create the world and rested on the seventh, Al Kein Beirach Hashem Et Yom HaShabbat Vayikadisheyu. Therefore, he blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, or to sanctify it. Again, looks like God did the work for us. What does it mean that we would have to sanctify the seventh day? Okay, I'll point out simply the other major distinction between the Aseres HaDibros in this week's parsha and those in Va'aschanan is the purpose. We say the purpose is Ki Sheshet Yamim Asa Hashem Et HaShemayim Ve'et Haaretz. In Va'aschanan, the Torah says, right, for us, it's Zecher L'Ma'aseh Breishis, God created the world. In Va'aschanan, it's Zecher L'Yetzias Mitzrayim, God took us out of Egypt. Okay, that matters for a halachic discussion we'll mention in a minute. Okay, good. That's where we start. Now, what we want to do is turn this from a mitzvah of remembering Shabbos to the mitzvah that we know and love of Kiddush. And that is done not by us, but by the Gemara. The Gemara in Pesachim Kuv Vav Amad Aleph, source number 2, says as follows. Tanu Rabbanon, Zohar es Yom HaShavos L'Kaddisho, our Pasuk, right? That's Pasuk Zion on top. Remember the day of Shabbos to sanctify it. Says Chazal, say Chazal, Zochreyu al Hayayin. Okay, we're raising this up a level. It's not just acknowledge or remember that it's Shabbos. You should do so by way of a cup of wine. Asks the Gemara a counterintuitive question. Ein li ela bayom, wait. I only know from this pasuk that there's a mitzvah to say Kiddush during the day. Balayla minayin, how do I know night as well? Talmud lomar, zachor et yom ha-shabbat l'kadosho. Presumably, the extra word yom, it could have just said zachor et ha-shabbat l'kadosho. The extra word yom tells you day and night. I asked them, balayla minayin? Wait, why are you asking me, what about night? Adarabba, on the contrary. Ikar kiddusha balayla hu kaddish. The main kiddush is at night. How do I know this? Dechi kaddish tchilas yoma bar l'kiddushe. Because if you ask me, when do I sanctify something? I sanctify something at the beginning of the time frame to which the sanctification applies. Right? If I'm going to sanctify Shabbos, well, obviously, I'm going to sanctify it at its beginning. That's Friday night. So why are you saying, wait, I understand this Kiddush during the day. How do I know that's Kiddush at night? That's the opposite. Okay? Vesu, and in addition, Balayla Minayin, Talmud Lomar, Zachor et Yom. He doesn't get it. He says, if you ask me what's the source for making Kiddush at night, and you say, Zachor et Yom. That's day. That's not night. Tana Mahader Aleila V'Kanosiv Leikra D'Yamama. The Tana asks, "How do I know at night?" And then it quotes a source for the day. So answers the Gemara as follows, and this is the limud. Hachi Ka'amar. This is how we say, Zachor et Yom Hashabbat LeKadosho. Zochreu Al Hayayin B'Chnisaso. When the pasuk says our first pasuk in Aseres Hadibros, Zachos Yom HaShabbos L'Kadosho, that means remember it at night, Al Hayayin. Now, Ein Li Ela Balayla B'Yom Minayin. How do I know there's also a mitzvah of Kiddush during the day? Talmud Lomar Zachor Et Yom HaShabbat. In this context, yes, Yom HaShabbat means the day and not the night. So the limud is as follows. What does Zachor Yom HaShabbat L'Kadosho teach me? It teaches me there's a mitzvah of Kiddush at night. How do I know it's referring to the night? Because I'm going to sanctify something. I'm going to sanctify it at the beginning. Then it will be sanctified. It doesn't make sense for me to wait till the next day to do it. How do I also know there's a mitzvah of Kiddush during the day? That's the extra word of Yom. It could have just said Zachor Et HaShabbat L'Kadosho. It says Zachor Et Yom HaShabbat. To say there's a mitzvah during the day as well. Now, let's be clear. The real mitzvah is at night. There really isn't a mitzvah of Kiddush during the day, by which I mean there's no bracha. We mumble some psukim, right? Al kein beirach, zachor yom hashabbat l'kadosho. People do even longer ones, mizmor l'david. But in the end, all you do during the day is say, baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu melech haolam, borei pri hagafen. Which is exactly what you would make if you took a drink of wine and it wasn't Kiddush. You just make a bracha. It's just a birchas hananin. So there really isn't a Kiddush during the day, but it's the Kiddush at night that we want to focus on. Kiddush at night is the mitzvah d'oraisa based on our pasuk of Zachor Yom HaShabbat L'Kadosho. Okay, so what is that mitzvah? So let's start with the Rambam. In the Sefer HaMitzvos, Mitzvah Kuf Nun He, 175. Why am I frozen? Okay, good. Okay, here's the Rambam. He says, source number 3. V'haMitzvah HaKuf Nun He, Hishet Sivanu L'Kadeshet HaShabbat. Okay, but that's the pasuk to sanctify the day. How do we do it? Vilomar divarim biknisato ubiitsiato. We're supposed to say things. So first thing, you might have thought you could be yotze the mitzvah just by thinking. Says the Rambam, no. It's a mitzvah to say something. Biknisato ubiitsiato. When it begins and when it ends. What do we say when it begins? That's Kiddush. What do we say when it ends? Anybody know?
Abdallah.
That's Havdalah. This is the famous sheet of the Rambam, by the way, that Havdalah is min HaTorah. Okay, the Rambam says, what does it mean to sanctify Shabbos? It means to say something at the beginning of Shabbos and to say something at the end. What's the point? Nizkar bam godel hayom hazeu ma'alato. What do we say? What we say is the greatness of the day of Shabbos, its uniqueness, v'havdalo mishar hayamim hakodmim mimenu v'havoyim acharav. And to make clear that Shabbos is different than any other day of the week. Right? What we're doing is pointing out the separateness of Shabbos. And as we know, one of the definitions of Kedusha is separateness. And so therefore, the Rambam says, yeah, what does it mean to make Kiddush? It means to acknowledge that the day of Shabbos is different than all other days, and to acknowledge it as Shabbos begins, and to acknowledge it as Shabbos ends. Now, are we, according to the Rambam, at least what we've seen so far, are we changing the status of Shabbos? My instinct is no. We're just acknowledging it. What's the benefit of it? I don't know. Benefit, presumably, is we're identifying Shabbos as being unique. But it would have been unique anyway, right? We're just articulating the fact. The fact is Shabbos is different. We have a mitzvah to articulate that, and to articulate that, as we'll see, over a kos brach, over a kos shel yayin. V'amaro yitales, says the Rambam, what's the source? Zachod yom ha-shabbat l'kadosho. Right? Our pasuk. Kilomar. Now he's quoting the Gemara in Pesachim that we saw. Zachreyu zecher kidusha v'hagdala. Recognize it or remember it as a form of sanctity and greatness. V'zohi mitzvat kiddush. That's the mitzvah. V'lashon mechilta, the Medrash Halacha, an early, early source, says Zachod yom ha-shabbat l'kadosho. Kadshehu bibracha, not just that you have to say something, that you have to articulate the uniqueness of Shabbos, but you have to articulate it via a bracha. It has to be Baruch Ata Hashem. Otherwise, it's not good enough. Ubebir Amru, the Gemara we saw him sachem zachreu alayai. Okay, it has to be done via wine. Vamru gam kain. Kadsheu biknisato v'kadsheu bitziato, beginning and end. What is the end? He says, Kolomar havdalah shehi gam kein chelek mizichirat Shabbat mitukenet umitzvah. He says that the saying havdalah is the bookend of Kiddush. Right? When Shabbos starts, you announce the uniqueness of Shabbos via a bracha that we call Kiddush. When Shabbos ends, you announce the uniqueness of Shabbos again via a bracha that we call Havdalah. Avram, you have a question?
Does everyone agree with the Rambam that the Havdalah is there, right?
No, absolutely not.
Okay.
The Rambam is in the minority on this, and it may play out with a bunch of things we're going to discuss. It may not. I'll say the major uniqueness or nafkamina of the Rambam Shita is, according to the Rambam, it's obvious that women can make Havdalah. Why? Isn't it a mitzvah saseh shas man grama? It is. So is Kiddush. But Kiddush, we say, is the flip side of Shmiras Shabbos. Right? Zachor v'shamar. Kol sheyeshan b'shmira, yeshan b'zechira. Anybody who has the lo taseh of Shabbos has the mitzvah saseh of Shabbos. Women have all lo taseh. Therefore, women are mechuyavos in Kiddush. So for the Rambam, it's simple. If Kiddush and Havdalah are twins of each other and women are mechuyavos in Kiddush, then women are mechuyavos in Havdalah. For other poskim, where Havdalah is not the Oraisa, so it's not twinned with Kiddush, in which case it's a question whether women are mechuyavos in Havdalah or not. Okay? But what's significant in the Rambam is it doesn't seem like we're impacting the Kiddusha of Shabbos. It's Shabbos anyway. But we have a mitzvah to sort of point out and recognize the uniqueness and the greatness of Shabbos. Okay. Source number four. What the Rambam says in the Sefer HaMitzvos that we just read, the Rambam is consistent with and says much more briefly in the Yad HaChazaka. In Hilcha Shabbos, Perek Chavtet, Halacha Aleph, source number four, the Rambam says, Mitzvat Aseh Min HaTorah Lekadesh Et Yom HaShabbat B'Divarim. Right? There's a mitzvah, Aseh Min HaTorah, to sanctify the day of Shabbos with words. Shnei Ma'azachot Yom HaShabbat Lekadesho. Kolomar, what does it mean? Zachrehu Zichirat Shevach V'Kiddush. Remember it in a way of praising and sanctification. And then the Rambam continues exactly as he said in the Sefer HaMitzvot. Zitzarich lezachreya b'knisato u'b'yitziyato. And this has to be done beginning and end. B'knisato b'kiddush hayom u'b'yitziyato b'havdala. Beginning is Kiddush, end is Havdala. Okay? Important detail. The Rambam has told us that it has to be done over a cup of wine. And here the Rambam just makes clear in Allah Chavav, midivrei sofrim lekadesh al hayayin ula havdil al hayayin. It's a mitzvah midirabanan to use wine. The mitzvah d'oraisa, as seems clear in the pasuk, has nothing to do with wine. The mitzvah d'oraisa of Kiddush is to acknowledge it in words. Maybe in words, even in the form of a bracha. Who knows? But that's all that's necessary. The Rambam says, Chachamim added the idea of using a kos yayin, which, by the way, Chachamim do all the time. It's almost as if Chachamim always want us to like be holding something when we make a bracha or we do a mitzvah. It's a strange thing, right? You could get married without a cup of wine, but Chachamim like us to be holding a cup of wine under the chuppah. You could have a bris milah without a cup of wine, but Chachamim, they like us to have a cup of wine, right? What else? You could bench without a cup of wine, but Chacham, right? It's just a thing you notice over time that Chacham, I think they raise the importance of the act, or they make it more of an act when they require you to hold a cup of wine. It sort of like raises it, the importance of the act that you're about to do when you associate it with a cup of wine. Okay, so be it. That's the Rambam. The Ramban, in one of the most famous Rambans a la Torah, the Ramban has a number of things to say that teach us concepts of creating Kedusha and sanctity and Shabbos. So let's take our time now. The Ramban has, again, a range of points, which I hope I can show you in the end, are all related. This is the Ramban again on this week's Parsha, on the Pasuk of Zachar Yom HaShabbat L'Kadoshel, source number five. It's a long Ramban. I just took little pieces of it. He says, where my cursor is, Val derech ha-pshat amrum. The simple pshat in the Pasuk is, Shehi mitzvah shenizkor tamid b'chol yom et ha-shabbat shelo nishkacheyu. Okay? The Ramban just did something unique. Does anybody notice? When is the mitzvah of Zechiras Shabbos for the Ramban? Now that I've bolded the word, it should be easier for somebody to answer my question. The answer is Tamid.
Always.
It's Tamid. We assume that, well, when could the mitzvah of Kiddush be? When could the mitzvah of Zechiras Shabbos, Zachar Yom HaShabbat be? Well, it must be on Shabbos. Is the Ramban? No. It's 7 days a week. There's a mitzvah 7 days a week to acknowledge that one day of the week is more important than the others, that Shabbos is unique. Shelo nishkachehu v'lo yitchalef lano bishar hayamin. Right? To turn Shabbos into Sunday, to turn Shabbos into Friday, it's bad for a number of reasons, but it's a violation of Zachod Yom HaShabbat L'Kadosho. To turn Tuesday into Shabbos is a violation. Ki bezachreinu oto tamid yizkar ma'aseh breishit b'chaleit. Right? If the purpose of Shabbos is to remember that the world didn't pre-exist, that God created the world, well, that's something we should remember every day. We should acknowledge every single day that the world has a creator. He told us to remember this. As the post says, right, the fundamental sign between God and us is Shabbos. The foundation of belief in God is that God created the world. If Shabbos is the great sign by which we acknowledge that God created the world, says the Ramban implicitly, why would we only want to save that for Shabbos? Isn't that something we want to do all week long? Isn't that something we want to remember? It's like saying, I'll remember God once a week. No, I have to remember God every day. It may be similar to the mitzvah of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim versus the mitzvah of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim is every day. You're supposed to remember that God created the world. It's true on Leil HaSeder, it's much more important. I have to tell the story and I have to go into the details. I wonder if you could say something similar for the Ramban. There's a mitzvah every day to remember Shabbos. It's true, on Shabbos, the requirement is greater, and I have to say a special bracha, and I have to say special words. It's possible that that comparison works, but what's clear is, whereas for the Rambam, Zachos Yom HaShabbos L'Kadosho is a mitzvah that applies on Shabbos, for the Ramban, it's a mitzvah that applies every day. That's significant. Now, next, L'Kadosho, to sanctify it. What does that mean? So the Ramban says, "Shiyehe zichronenu bo liot kadosh beinenu." It means we have to see it as being holy. Kemo shama v'karata l'Shabbos onei v'likdosh Hashem mechubad. Okay, from the extended version of Shabbos Kiddush during the day. Why? This is important. Vatam shetehe hashvita beinenu ba'avur shehu yom kadosh. It has to be clear to us that the reason why we're not doing work on Shabbos, the reason that we're resting on Shabbos, is because Shabbos is a holy day. Lahafnot bo me'iskei ha'machshavot v'avlei hazmanim, to turn away from the things we spend our week focused on. V'latet bo oneg l'nafshenu b'darkei Hashem, and to find joy in the presence of God and in our relationship with God. I'll explain. What the Ramban here is saying is as follows. You may say to yourself, you know what? If I stay in bed for 25 hours, that's what God wants. I won't do any malacha. I'll sleep a lot. You know, I'll rest completely. Says the Ramban, no. The mitzvah of Zachor Yom HaShabbat L'Kadosho is to fill the day with content. Is to be aware. It's not just to avoid malacha. It's to be aware in substance that this day is different. It's true, you know, you can avoid doing malacha by just staying in bed and lying on your couch. But the Ramban says we want more than that. We want to remind ourselves that the reason why I'm refraining from work is because this is a unique day and God created the world, etc., etc. It ties in with a bigger idea in the Ramban. And that is, the Ramban thinks there are no loopholes, not in the Torah and certainly not Shabbos. So for example, the Ramban's position is that Shabbos has to be a unique day, even if you're not doing malacha. I remember many years ago in
the garlic world, okay?
I couldn't hear that. All right, I'll continue. If somebody wants to say something, let me know. Many years ago in Teaneck, there was a proposal to make a Shomer Shabbos Little League.
Yossi. Martin.
Bruce, do something. Okay. There was a proposal to make a Shomer Shabbos Little League. The idea was, well, kids aren't really doing anything. It's not like they're learning in the afternoon. So let's give the day some content. You know, they'll walk to the field, they'll play baseball, whatever. The opposition cited the Ramban. You're right, they said. There's no Isser. No one's violating any Malachos of Shabbos, and it gives them, I don't know, something to do. But it undermines the fact that it's Shabbos. Not because you're violating a rule, but because if you have a little league on Shabbos, that's inconsistent with spending the day doing valuable religious activities, et cetera, et cetera. It's a classic Shitas HaRamban that there are no loopholes. The Ramban thinks with respect to Halacha, there are no loopholes. It says, Vasita Hayashar Vatov. We know what God wants of us. God wants values. God wants something bigger than just the do's and the don'ts. Okay, now, how are you Yotze this mitzvah during the week, according to the Ramban? Again, I know how you do it on Shabbos. You make Kiddush. But how do you do it during the week? So this is bad news for us, but we might as well read it anyway. Says the Ramban, where my cursor is, Uba Mechilta Rabbi Yitzchak Omer, Lo Tehein Moneh Kederach Shehacharim Monin. You don't count days during the week the way Gentiles do. Ela Tehein Moneh L'Shem Shabbos. Upeirusha, I'll explain. Shehagoyim monim yimei ha-shavua l'shem hayomim atzmam. Gentiles describe today as Tuesday. Yikru l'chol yom shem bifnei atzmo. They call it by a name. Right? That's not good, says the Ramban. Oh, al shemot ha-mishartim. Well, they call them according to angels or to some types of avodah zarah. I forget what Tuesday means. Anybody know? Doesn't matter. It's bad. Kanotzrim, he says, like the Christians do. O shemot achrim shikulam, all other names. But we, the Yisrael, monim kol ayamim l'shem Shabbat. Right, what's today? Today is hayom yom shlishi b'shabbat. It's not Tuesday. Right? Echad b'shabbat, sheni b'shabbat. Why? Ki zo ha-mitzvah shenitztavinu bo l'zochro tamid b'chol yom. Vizep shuto shel mikra, says the Ramban. I don't even have a source. It's so obvious. You're supposed to say during the week, Hayom Shlishi b'Shabbat, which means I'm counting my days to the most important day. The most important day is Shabbos. How am I yotzei the mitzvah of Zachor Yom HaShabbat L'Kadosho during the week? By saying Hayom Yom Shlishi b'Shabbat. So much so that the Ben Ish Chai says, when you say in the morning, everybody says the Shir Shel Yom on Yom Shlishi. Why? Because it's the shortest one of the week, right? Tomorrow we may not say it because it's pretty long. The Ben Ish Chai says, when you say Yom Yom Shlishi b'Shabbat, that's the mitzvah saseh of Zachor Yom HaShabbat L'Kadosho for the Ramban. Ad Kidei Kach, I don't know if he suggests, but others suggest it, and they tell the story that you know, the Anshei Yerushalayim in the old days, who had the minog on Chol HaMoed of saying a different Shir Shel Yom, nevertheless on Chol HaMoed would say, you know, Hayom Yom Shlishi b'Shabbat. It wasn't Shebo Hayu Halvim Amreis HaMikdash, because they weren't saying the Shir Shel Yom, but just saying Hayom Yom Shlishi b'Shabbat might be a kiyum of this mitzvah for the Ramban. So just as an aside, I'm sure it never happened to any of us, but let's say you know somebody who doesn't say the Shir Shel Yom every day. Or let's say you know somebody who, you know, tomorrow he's in a big, big rush. He's not going to say the Shir Shel Yom. You should still say Hayom Yom Shlishi b'Shabbat. Because it could be that that's the continuous mitzvah d'oraisa of Zachor Yom HaShabbat L'Kadosho. Okay, that I think is an incredible insight of the Ramban. So far the Ramban has said two things. One, the day needs to have substance. It's not just that you avoid malacha, It's that you recognize that today's a special day. Second, the mitzvah of Zachor Yom HaShavuot L'Kadosho is 7 days a week. 6 days a week, it's acknowledging that the seventh day is unique. And the seventh day, it's living that uniqueness. Next paragraph in the Ramban. Aval. L'rabotenu od bo midrash mimilat l'kadosho is another drasha. What does it mean to sanctify the day? This is very important. Shenikadsheu b'zikaron. That we should sanctify it by remembering it. Now watch this. Ki inyan v'kidashtem et shnat ha-chamishim shana. That we are commanded to sanctify the 50th year. Now, what does it mean? And he makes clear. Shahu ta'un kidush bezdin. Lomar biyovel mikudash mikudash. You need for the 50th year, for Yovel to be sanctified, Bezdin has to do something. Bezdin has to have a ceremony in which they announce that the year is sanctified. Says the Ramban, Afkan tziva shenizkar yom hashavuot b'kadshenu oto, v'zeo kiddush hayom v'hu min ha-Torah eino asmachta. The Ramban seems to say that we're not just recalling Shabbos as a unique day, we're making it unique, right? The comparison to Yovel is striking. It's only Yovel if we make it so. If Bezdin isn't Mekadosh the 50th year, as they don't do Bizman Hazeh, it's not Yovel. The implication in the Ramban, which can't be, but the implication is we are sanctifying Shabbos. Now, he doesn't say the second part, that if we didn't do it, it wouldn't be Shabbos. But it sounds like we're not like the Rambam, we're just acknowledging that it's the seventh day. It sounds like we're adding some holiness. We're creating Kedusha on Shabbos. And that we have to explain, because it's really, really hard to understand how that can be. Okay? But he makes clear that's the mitzvah d'oraisa. When he says, Eino asmachta, it's not just that they're quoting psukim, you know, as some kind of reminder or source, you know, pseudo source. It's real. He says that's pshat in the pasuk. Sanctify the seventh day means you make it holy. Aval bayom, but kiddush during the day asmachta. No, that's just a drasha. Ve'ein omrim mikbo mikudash klal. Obviously, we're not sanctifying the day. You know, once Shabbos is 14 hours long or 12, you know, it's the next day already. That's not sanctification. No, it's enough to do it once when Shabbos starts. Similarly, using a cup of wine, that's not in the pasuk. That's an asmachta. That's not the orei. So that's okay. That's a drabbanon requirement. Okay. Let's see. Okay, and then the Raman just reminds us at the end, we won't read it, is that we should remind ourselves, again, during the week, that is Shabbos. Now, what the Ramban did here was really tell us two separate things. There's a mitzvah all week long to remember that Shabbos is the most important day of the week. There is a mitzvah on Shabbos to sanctify that day. And I think the Ramban already knows, well, it looks like two different mitzvahs, done at two different times and with two different purposes. So the Ramban says, Ela shekol mitzvah azchira b'minyan echad b'cheshbon ramach mitzvot shenitzavim v'daza. Yes, they seem like two different concepts. Nevertheless, I'm going to count them as one mitzvah. Okay, that's the Ramban. So right now, we have, I guess, a machlokes. Both the Rambam and the Ramban count Kiddush as a mitzvah d'oraisa, but they're different. For the Rambam, Kiddush is only on Shabbos. It's announcing that Shabbos is unique and Shabbos is special, and it's done at the beginning of Shabbos and at the end of Shabbos. For the Ramban, no. First of all, the mitzvah of Kiddush is 7 days a week, not Kiddush per se, but Zachor Yom HaShavuot L'Kadosho is 7 days a week, reminding ourselves of the fact that Shabbos is the most important day of the week. More importantly, reminding ourselves of the fact that God created the world. Okay, that's one mitzvah. But the other part of that mitzvah is that on Shabbos, we're actually adding sanctification to the day in a way that we don't yet understand. What's a proof to this? One second, Bruce, let me finish the point. What's a proof? Let's look at number six. It's a Rambam, but it's a point to the Rambam. The Rambam says, mitzvat aseh lispor sheva shanim. You count seven shmitos, seven times seven. Ulekadesh shnat hachamishim. And to sanctify the 50th year. Shenemar v'safar talacha sheva shabsos shanim. V'kidashtem et shnat hachamishim. Okay? And these mitzvahs are given to Beis Din. Now, take this model and apply it to the Ramban. The Ramban was bothered. It seemed like, you know, there were two separate mitzvahs, right? Counting days of the week and then sanctifying Shabbos. But it could be that it's exactly the same as Yovel. The Ramban says, yes, you have to count the 7 days of the week. You have to count 6 days and sanctify the seventh day. Just like Yovel. Now, again, it would be hard to say if we didn't sanctify Shabbos. It wouldn't be Shabbos. But the idea that there's Zachod Yom HaShabbat LeKadosho, 6 days of week, and then there's Kiddush on the seventh day, that fits into other models we've seen in Halacha. They're not two separate ideas. They're one idea. How do I know what day is Shabbos? Well, I counted 6 other days of the week. And on this, that's one part of the mitzvah. And on the seventh day, I made Kiddush. That's the other part of the mitzvah. Yes, Bruce.
So by counting each day of the week from Shabbat, does that make the position of the Ramban, since we're acknowledging from Shabbat?
Yes, I think so.
Every morning.
I think that's exactly right. There are two parts of the mitzvah. That's the part I'm trying to say. I think when you say Hayom Yom Shlishi B'Shabbat, you're announcing what's the value of whatever day today might be called by the Gentiles. I don't like to use that word. I'm very religious. What's unique is, well, there's 3 more days till Shabbos.
And in Shul and Davening, we also announce the Shir of the Yom.
So again, you may not have been paying attention then. I'm not saying I saw you on the phone, but it could be that I said that already, that that's exactly the case. That saying the beginning of the Shir Shal Yom is for the Ramban a mitzvah of Zachod Yom HaShabbat LeKadosho, to the extent that I mentioned that people who skip the Shir Shal Yom for whatever reason, or people whose minhag is, let's say, on Chol HaMoed or on Rosh Chodesh, the minhag HaGra on Rosh Chodesh is not to say the Shir Shal Yom, just to say Baruch Hinafshi. So those people, if you want to be super frum, like me, just saying, then you would say, you say Baruch Hinafsh, let's say, and after Baruch Hinafsh, you say Hayom Yom Shlishi B'Shabbat. And that is the Ramban. Okay. Now, let's go back to the Ramban and ask ourselves the role of the cup of wine, but more importantly, what exactly is Kiddush doing? Again, for the Ramban, it's actually sanctifying Shabbos. For the Rambam, it's not. And therefore, the Rambam has a very interesting halacha. So look at 7. Perek chavtet halacha yud aleph. Right? That's the perek of all the Kiddush stuff in the Yad HaChazaka, says the Rambam. Yesh lo la'adam l'kadesh al hakos erev Shabbat mi ba'od yom, af al pi shalom nichnasa ha-Shabbat. The Rambam suggests something that we would never do, la halacha. And that is, he says, you could make Kiddush before Shabbos. You can make Kiddush and get in your car and drive to shul. Why? Well, it gets worse or better. V'chein mavdil ala kos mi ba'od yom af al pi sha'adayni Shabbat. You could make Havdalah on Shabbos afternoon even though it's Shabbos. Why? Shemitzvat zechira la'omra, because the mitzvah is to say it bein bishat knisato v'yitziato bein kodem l'sha'azo b'ma'at. Says the Rambam, yeah, you can't make Kiddush Friday morning. You can't make Havdalah, you know, Shabbos morning. But since Kiddush and Havdalah for the Rambam, unlike the Ramban. It's not changing anything. It's not sanctifying Shabbos. It's not accepting Shabbos. It's just announcing that either Shabbos came or that Shabbos is coming, either that Shabbos ended or that Shabbos will end soon. But it's delineating the beginning and end of Shabbos, or celebrating the beginning or end of Shabbos, is the mitzvah of Kiddush, in the sense that you're acknowledging that Shabbos is a unique day and it's about to begin and it's about to end. I would think for the Ramban, it's out of the question. When you say Kiddush, Shabbos started, right? That's Kabbalas HaShabbos. That's acknowledging that Shabbos is unique. Okay, that's the basic machlokes about Shabbos, and it yields really, really important ideas relating to Shabbos. But let's do one or two really quick practical halachos, which teach us interesting things about halacha in general. Okay, what's unique about Kiddush? Well, I'll say it a different way. On Friday night during davening, we say Vayichulu, we say Ata Kiddashta, we say words that seem very similar to the words of Kiddush, and certainly words that seem to cover the same themes as Kiddush. What's the status of that? So the Magen Avraham, this is famous stuff. The Magen Avraham, the Shulchan Aruch says in Siman Reish Ayin Aleph, you know, you should eat right away when you come home. Says the Magen Avraham, it doesn't mean eat. He says, Hainu l'kadesh, k'kadesh yizkor Shabbat b'knisato. You want to remember Shabbos at its beginning. So I think what the Magen Avraham would say is, let's say, I don't know, you had lunch on Friday against the rules, and it's early and you're not hungry. So the Magen Avraham would say, well, when you come home from shul, make Kiddush right away. You don't have to eat right away, but you should make Kiddush right away, not just because it's a mitzvah d'oraisa, because you want to make Kiddush at the beginning of Shabbos. Okay, that's easy. Now he says, Kasav Aram Perak Chavtas Kiddush Hayom d'oraisa below Yayin. As we saw above, the Rambam says, Kiddush is a mitzvah min haTorah. The wine is just Rabbanan. Rabbanan tiknu ala Yayin. And the Rabbanan came along and said, you should do it over wine. And he says, that's also the Shita of Tosfos. Now, what does that mean? Here comes the important part. V'nira li, d'mi d'oraisa b'kiddush sha'amar b'tfilah sagi. Well, if you don't really need the wine, min haTorah, that's just a Rabbanan requirement, then you were yotzei the mitzvah d'oraisa of Kiddush Hayom during Maariv in Shul. D'kra d'chsiv, Zachor Yom HaShabbat, Vare Zachar Oto. You already did it. Remember the sanctity of Shabbos? Well, you did that during Shmona Esrei of Maariv. V'kiddush b'makom su'uga, Rabbanan tiknuhu. And using a cup of wine and doing it where you're eating, that's a Rabbanan. Okay? And therefore, he says, Atosus quotes, Mi she'ein lo yayin lo yikadesh klal. Right. So he says, Tosfos says, let's say you don't have wine. And presumably you don't have bread, and presumably you don't have lechem mishnah either. So he says, don't make Kiddush. V'kasha, right? How could that be? V'chi ya'akor mitzvat asei do'oraita? Could it be that you're not going to do the mitzvah do'oraita because you don't have wine? That's only drabanan. No. Ela al karchach didai b'tfilah. What Tosfos is suggesting is, you were yotzei the mitzvah d'oraisa Friday night during davening. That leaves you with a mitzvah d'rabbanan to say the special text over a cup of wine. But if you don't have a cup of wine, he says, so okay, you were yotzei the mitzvah d'oraisa of Kiddush. Now, it seems like a theoretical issue, but it's not. Again, the Magen Avraham's point is, Kiddush is to remember that it's Shabbos. Everything else is drabana. Kiddush is to announce and cover certain themes that it's Shabbos. Everything else is drabana. So says the Magen Avraham, the result of that is clearly that the mitzvah of Kiddush d'oraisa, I am yotzei in shul when I daven Maariv, Kiddush drabanan, which requires a cup of wine and a su'uda, that's drabanan. I'll do that when I get home. Why does it matter? It matters as follows. Because if we paskin as we do, that women are mechuyavos in kiddush min haTorah, now we have a problem on the assumption that your wife doesn't daven marav. Again, all of our wives obviously daven marav. But let's say it happens one time that they didn't. Well, if the Magen Avraham is right, that you were yotzei kiddush mi deoraisa in shul, when you come home, you're a drabanan. And a drabanan cannot be motzi a deoraisa. Your wife has a deoraisa chiyuv of kiddush because she didn't daven marav. You have only a drabanan chiyuv of kiddush because you did daven marav. This raises a whole range of discussions and different shittos. One answer is, you know, the Magen Avraham is wrong. We weren't yotzei kiddush in shul midoraisa because we didn't mention yitzias mitzrayim. And yitzias mitzrayim is a critical element of kiddush. Okay, that's interesting. The answer I like best, I don't know who says it, but the answer I like best is, wait, if kiddush doesn't have a real text and it's just reminding us that Shabbos is unique and it's just our announcing that Shabbos is unique, then you could be yotzei in any number of ways, including, get this, saying Shabbat Shalom. Well, if there's no text, anything would work. And therefore, and it's a lovely thing to do if you want, you know, when you come home from shul, I forgot who I heard say this one, we come home to shul, you know, and you say to your wife, you know, Shabbat Shalom, and she responds Shabbat Shalom, she was just yotzei kiddush midoraisa. Okay, and now you're both drabanans, and now you could be motzi har and kiddush. I don't know if it's true, but it's a fantastic idea. It's really quite a lovely idea that's how, you know, when somebody says Shabbat Shalom, I know somebody once told me, a frum guy, that when a chiloni taxi driver picked him up after Shabbos, you know, he said Shavua Tov to get the chiloni guy to say Shavua Tov, which might form a type of Havdalah. So now, you know, Shabbos is over both for him and for the Chiloni guy. Okay. I'll mention one other point because we've run out of time before I want to come back to. The Minchas Chinuch, it's a very famous Minchas Chinuch here in source number 9. We're not going to read it inside. The Minchas Chinuch has an interesting question. His question is a fundamental one across Halacha. And that is, let's assume everybody's right. There's a mitzvah d'oraisa to acknowledge that today is Shabbos. But the text and the using of wine and things like that, that's just a mitzvah d'rabbanan. So let's say you only made kiddush, you only davened marav in shul, you didn't make kiddush afterwards. We would normally say, well, you were yotzei the mitzvah d'oraisa of kiddush, but not the mitzvah d'rabbanan. But the Minchas Chinuch asks a fundamental question. Is it possible that once Chachamim define a mitzvah in a certain way, that it's no longer possible to be yotzei the mitzvah, even min haTorah, unless you do it in exactly the way that Chachamim required you to do it? So for example, once Chachamim said, Ein kiddush ela b'makom se'uda, and Ein kiddush ela ala kos, well, if you didn't use a kos and you didn't do b'makom seuda, you weren't yotzei even mida oraisa. That's a fantastic idea. And his source for it is a Gemara in Sukkah, where the Ziknei Beis Shammai visited the Ziknei Beis Hillel, and they saw, I forgot whether it was one person, they saw he was sitting in a sukkah, but his table was in the house. Now, that, there's a gzeira derabanan that you can't sit in a sukkah but eat on a table in your house, shema yimashech achas shulchano, because it's likely then that you'll be actually eating in the house if that's where the table is. That's a gzeira derabanan. So says the Minchas Chinuch, what does it mean that the Ziknei Beis Shammai, I said to the Ziknei Beis Hillel, well, if this is how you've been doing it, Im kein lo kiyamta mitzvah sukkah miyamecha, then you were never yotzei the mitzvah. What do you mean? You were yotzei the mitzvah d'oraisa. It's a gzeira d'rabanan that you shouldn't eat with a table in your house. But mi d'oraisa you can. The Minchas Chinuch says, no, from here we see, once Chachamim determine the parameters of a mitzvah d'oraisa, the only way you could be yotzei the mitzvah d'oraisa is according to the parameters that Chachamim decided, in which case you're not yotzei kiddush in shul, and you're not yotzei kiddush by saying Shabbat Shalom. You're not, the only way you could be yotzei kiddush is by reading the text of kiddush as determined by Chachamim while holding a cup. Just like the only way you can be yotzei the mitzvah d'oraisa of benching is by saying the text that's been developed over time. If you don't say that text, you're not yotzei. What are you talking about? Kiddush exists, benching existed before David HaMelech and before Shlomo and before Yehoshua ben Nun. Right? What does it mean that they wrote this bracha? So the answer is, yeah. Suggest the Menchas Chinuch, and something we should discuss, when we have more time. Suggest the Menchas Chinuch, yeah. Once Chachamim defined a mitzvah d'oraisa, you cannot be yotzei that mitzvah d'oraisa other than according to the rules that Chachamim, according to the parameters by which Chachamim described that mitzvah. Okay, that's a unique Menchas Chinuch. It's worth discussing when we have more time. But generally speaking, we don't hold like the Menchas Chinuch. Generally speaking, we think you could be yotzei the mitzvah on a d'oraisa level, even if Chachamim required, for example, you could be yotzei mitzvah of kiddush and shul, even though Chachamim made a different text, and even though Chachamim told you to hold a cup of wine. Last point, really quickly. We talked about the shita of the Ramban, that the Ramban seems to be saying that when we make kiddush, we're actually sanctifying Shabbos, just like we do when Beis Din is mekadesh the Yovel, we're actually impacting and creating Kedusha that wouldn't otherwise exist. As we pointed out, it doesn't make any sense. Shabbos is Kviya V'kaima. Shabbos is Mekadesh HaShabbat. Yom Tov is Mekadesh Yisrael V'Hazmanim. So how could we say that we impact the Kedusha of Shabbos? And here I think the answer is simple. It's true. Shabbos is Kadosh, whether we do it or not. Ready or not, it's Shabbos. We don't impact that. But I think what the Ramban is suggesting is that we can add Kedusha to an already pre-existing Kedusha, by which I mean the other idea of the Ramban. The Ramban says it's not enough to just rest and not do Malacha on Shabbos. Your day of Shabbos has to have content. Your day of Shabbos has to be meaningful. There has to be a sense that I'm living it, in a closeness with God. And so I think what the Ramban would say is it's true. It's Shabbos whether or not you make Kiddush. For sure that's the case. But you and I, we all know the following. For a person who's not observing Shabbos, it might technically be Shabbos, but it doesn't feel that way. Right? We can make a difference in our relationship with God even if it's not adding technical Kedusha, right? Shabbos has 100 units of Kedusha already. We can't change that. But we can feel like we did, right? We can change the essence of Shabbos. It says the Ramban, when we make it Shabbos, we're making it Shabbos for us. We're taking it personally. It's like, it's this person's yard site anyway, lahavdil. But when I celebrate it, when I recognize it, it's personal. It changes it. And here I think the Ramban would say that about Shabbos. It's going to be Shabbos no matter what. But the more personal I make it, the more I announce it's Shabbos, the more I invest in Shabbos, for me, the more Kedusha that Shabbos has. Okay? That's all I have. We did our best. Hey. A lot to say. Bruce, you could talk now, but you're taking up somebody else's time.
For a person who doesn't keep Shabbos or believe in it much, but likes the idea of Kiddush, is that a bracha v'tala? Better not said, or
it's a very good question. You could argue, I suppose, that even if you you're a shogeg, you don't really understand all the rules, that there's some value to acknowledging that it's Shabbos, even if you're going to get in a car. I'm not saying this halacha l'maisa, but it could be that experientially there's something to it. But your question is a good question. Let's put it that way. I don't want to touch it. All right. Have a great, great week, everybody.
Tadaraba.
Next week.
Thank you.